From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Government experts are proposing new restrictions on the most widely used painkiller. They're concerned over potentially deadly overdoses of acetaminophen. Acetaminophen is the main ingredient in Tylenol and other popular painkillers. Sandra Queter of the FDA Center for Drug Evaluation and Research says the panel sent a clear message to consumers that they need to know more about the medicine they take.
Whether it's a prescription product or an over-the-counter product, what's in it and how much? And how much is the most that they should take at any one time or on any given day? I think that's the bottom line message.
Acetaminophen overdosing is the leading cause of liver failure in the U.S. It's official, California is broke. A midnight deadline came and went without the state legislature addressing a multi-billion dollar deficit. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
Republicans in the California Senate have once again rejected a trio of bills designed to help the state avoid sending out IOUs instead of checks to creditors. Negotiations over a solution are expected to continue through the evening, if necessary, as legislators try to resolve the stalemate before the midnight deadline. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has vowed to veto any measures that don't fully address the budget shortfall, projected to reach $24 billion. Democrats don't have the votes to override a veto. If the bills are not signed by midnight, the state loses an opportunity to save more than $3 billion in cuts still available during this fiscal year. The controller says if an agreement isn't reached, he's prepared to start sending out the IOUs Thursday. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Amid mounting talk that easy money policies could drive up inflation, one key Federal Reserve Bank president takes a very different view. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
San Francisco Fed Chief Janet Yellen said the predominant risk is that inflation will be too low, not too high, in coming years. The former head of President Clinton's Council of Economic Advisers said a very weak economy is putting downward pressure on wages and prices. In fact, she warned, if the economy fails to recover soon, it is conceivable that this very low inflation could turn into outright deflation. She said there could be a devastating spiral in which prices fall at an ever faster pace and economic activity sinks more and more. Yellen told San Francisco's Commonwealth Club the Fed will not hesitate to raise interest rates in time to prevent inflation, but she said she is more concerned that the Fed will be tempted to tighten policy too soon, thereby aborting recovery. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in San Francisco.
Oil prices rose to near $71 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude for August delivery rose by $1.09 to $70.98 a barrel. This is NPR News. Diplomats report no major breakthroughs at talks in New York between Israel's defense minister and President Obama's Middle East envoy. The talks were focused on Israel's settlement projects. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak pronounced the talks with U.S. Envoy George Mitchell productive, but Barak said there are still differences between the U.S. and Israeli positions. The U.S. has been pushing Israel to freeze all settlement building on occupied land. That is an explosive issue in Israel, where even the idea of a temporary freeze remains hugely controversial. State Department spokesman Ian Kelly says not to expect a breakthrough soon, that for now the goal is just to get Israelis and Palestinians talking again.
We want the two sides to sit down. We want to get to a point where we have the kind of conditions where they can sit down and start talking.
U.S. Envoy Mitchell and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are expected to meet in the coming weeks. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Gannett is set to lay off more than 1,000 employees as the largest U.S. newspaper publisher continues to try to offset a steep drop in advertising sales. Somewhere between 1,000 and 2,000 people will lose their jobs in Gannett's latest round of cutbacks. That's according to a story appearing today on the Wall Street Journal's website. The journal quoted an unnamed person familiar with the McLean newspaper, the McLean, Virginia-based newspaper's thinking. Gannett currently employs about 41,500 people. The journal says the upcoming layoffs are not expected to hit Gannett's largest newspaper, USA Today. Gannett owns more than 80 other daily newspapers. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.